The Dantevilles were a powerful, if troubled, 16th-century French family. Here we see the three heirs, disguised as part of an Old Testament narrative. On the far right, dressed in a fashionable pink cap, is Guillaume. But his footwear, sandals, place him in the Middle East. François and Jean Danteville are shown as Aaron and Moses, Aaron in a white-striped cloak and Moses in red stripes beside him. François also wears a bishop's mitre, perhaps referencing his true life profession, only here it is turned sideways. The unknown artist has depicted Moses and Aaron imploring the Egyptian pharaoh, seated on the left, to free their people, the Israelites, and return their power. Scholars have suggested that this allegory symbolizes the Dantevilles' own plea to return to their positions at court, following a sexual scandal that forced them into exile. Costume historian Margaret Scott, who specializes in Northern European dress, discusses the multifarious styles of dress.
Now, there's historical confusion here, which is very, very common at this period. Stripes had long been features of Islamic textiles, and they had been used on the dress of biblical characters whose lives had been lived in the Middle East, which was, at the time this painting was produced, fundamentally inhabited by Islamic people, so that the textiles of contemporary Islamic culture are transposed to figures of the Jewish biblical past. Now, Pharaoh, seated on his throne, is not wearing Egyptian dress, but is wearing a version of ancient Roman armour, so we have yet another layer of historical confusion.
And finally, on the far right, beside Guillaume, might be the mystery artist himself, giving us an earnest, direct look.